So if you signed up ahead of time and you're getting coached, go ahead and raise your hand. I want to say this. So we only had three people sign up today. And so it's Patty, Melissa, and Robin. Guys, if y'all want to get coached, you have to write in beforehand so that I can kind of see, and it keeps things fair for everyone. But like today, we will only, yes, that was Spoonie. We will only be coaching three people, and I normally do four or five, and because we didn't have anybody sign up. So just want to get that out there, because it's really the way to get on these calls is you get a massive action line every Sunday. It tells you when I'm going to be coaching this week, and all you have to do is reply to the massive action line with one to three sentences on what you want to get coached on and what day you can be available. And we put you on the list, and that's all that has to happen. So we've kept the process super simple for that reason. Okay. Patty, you are first. If y'all are wondering why my hair's jacked, it looked so good this morning, but I had to try some clothes on. I'm trying to fix my hair. I'm going out of town tomorrow, and I was like, "Why? I got to try my." I just got a bunch of clothes in, so I was like, "I got to try them on super fast." All right, what are we coaching on, lady?
Well, first of all, it's great to meet you.
Yeah,
baby. So I'm excited to chat with you for the first.
It also looks like we match.
I know. I want to get in the 4th of July spirit.
Right.
Well, it's been a great experience. April baby, I've learned a lot. I will say, just background, single mama, raised my kids. The whole time I was raising kids and taking care of my parents, I really wanted to kind of get to this point where I could write and kind of be a writer for myself. I work in communications and journalism, so I'm a little tired of writing everybody else's story, but I want to do my own thing. Now the kids are gone. The parents are off in another state. I have like zero motivation, inspiration, zero stories in my mind, you know, and I know this is my dream. I know it.
So why don't you just write?
I waited, like, I just kept saying it in my future, seeing it in my future, and now my future's here. And so I want to kind of really wrap my arms around it, but for whatever reason, I'm not.
So this is one thing that I want to point out to everyone, because we all do this. We always think, my mother-in-law is going through this right now. She thought that when she got to Nashville, everything would be better. Like, you know, when I change my circumstance, all things will align. And our circumstances never change how we think. Our circumstances just kind of sit there and they change, and our old thoughts stick around. So why aren't you writing?
I've always had lots of stories in my mind that I wanted to tell.
Okay. So tell them now. Why not?
It's just not there. They're just like,
gone. No, they're there. They're not gone. You have to quit saying they're not there and they're gone. Like, where did they go?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I went through grad school and got a master's in creative writing, and I almost felt like I kind of used up all the stories I wanted to tell.
How long ago was grad school?
I finished 3 years ago.
And you can't retell them now in a book format?
Yeah, I get. Sure. Yes.
But like, why is that not even an option to you? Like, when I say, where are the stories? You say, I used them up. Rather than, well, I have some. I used them in grad school.
Maybe it's, I don't feel connected to them, or maybe I don't feel connected to my dream anymore.
Why are you not connected to your dream?
Because now I'm at the action part.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, when you at, like, my story, I want you to listen to everything that you're telling. If I told you, Jesus, Patty, like, I think all my weight loss tips are gone. I just woke up today and wasn't really motivated, and I think it's all just gone. I don't even know where it is. Mm-hmm. Would you be like, that's some bullshit, Corinne. Mm-hmm. They're in there. You're just kind of being afraid today. or you're just kind of like, I think with you, when you said like, now I've got to take action, why are you not taking action? Give me 5 reasons why you're not taking action other than lying to yourself that your brain somehow has turned into oatmeal.
Well, and this is what I learned in buffering. The buffering month was fantastic for me because like I have the cleanest house. My house is really clean. My writing is not getting done.
That's because you got all this time because you're not writing.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine if you just had to sit for 2 hours every day and you're just like, this is writing time?
Yeah, I mean, I've done the thing where I've, you know, turned everything off, sat down, pen in hand, and just nothing comes. And then that's very stressful for me.
Okay, how long do you sit? Why? Well, first of all, how long do you sit?
About half an hour.
And why is it stressful?
Because I feel like there's nothing there. There's no story that I'm connecting to. I just feel like, again, like there's that disconnect between what I want to say, what I always thought I would want to say, and kind of where my mind is now. I feel like I just got so far away from it because it was this thing that was off in the future. And now that it's here and I have to put the action toward it, I don't really have the energy around it.
Right. You're not going to have energy around it. You know what it's going to be now? Not a dream and not fun.
Yeah. And it's not fun.
It was so easy to be excited and motivated about it when you weren't having to do anything with it. It's like we get all excited, like, oh my God, I signed up for a new diet. It starts like in 2 weeks. This is going to be the best ever. You are going to see me at the end of the summer and I'm going to be thin. And then 2 weeks come, it's like, what? Like, I have to be hungry? This is a shock. This is the same thing that's happening to you. It's like the dream was the fun part. Now it's the work part. So like, do you think, like, as a writer, 30 minutes a day is, like, job's done? Like, what do you think? Like, if this is literally going to be something that you want to be like, this is my thing, how long do you need to be putting into it each day?
Well, I think that depends on what you're writing. You know, if you're writing, you know, shorter pieces, I think you need to write every day.
Okay. How long do you need to write every day? Like, how long do you need to be writing every single day?
I would say probably about an hour. I mean, okay.
So why quit at 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Is my question. The reason why I'm asking you is because we're overriding your drama and bullshit right now. What we're trying to do is we're just trying to figure out, like, what are we supposed to be doing? And then the gap between what's ideal and, like, this is, like, if I didn't have all my bullshit going on in my head, this is what I would be doing. And then here's where I'm at. And in between is the gap. And the gap is just your fear about doing it. It's about your like feeling like, well, I'm not connected to this writing. You're not connected to any writing right now. You're probably going to have to write about a lot of things that you're going to throw away before you start finding the things that you're like, okay, this is it. This is it.
Yeah. And I do, I mean, I do write a lot at work. So I feel like sometimes, again, I used up all the words. I used up all the ideas there. You know, I've given it all to work. There's nothing left for me in this space.
But you know that that's a lie, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't want it to be a lie. I want it to be an excuse.
Yeah. It feels way better than like pushing yourself to write. Like, if your life depended on doing this, what would you be doing?
I'd do it in a hot second. Like, I've always said if it was a matter of, you know, like my kids, you know, sit down and write for an hour or I'm stealing your kids. I do it for sure.
Would you wait to the end of the day to write or would you get your ass up in the morning and do it?
Well, I do get my ass up and journal every morning. So that I do.
Maybe you should flip and you should write first thing in the morning and journal in the evening.
Good idea.
Do you know why I have so many ideas? Because I believe you can do it. I think there's a solution. I think you're going to be a writer. You know what the difference between me and you is?
What's that?
You think you have no words, that you're spent at work. That this is like a shock to me that suddenly doing what I dreamed, like actually having to do it means I have to put it at probably at some point. Are you just writing or are you going to put it out to the world to be rejected?
I can put it out there, and I really am not afraid of that. I mean, I was been a journalist for years, so I'm not afraid of being edited or published, or I know what that process is like. I know it's not, you know, it's not very pleasant sometimes, but it's okay.
Okay. So what are you afraid of then? Other than like, because I want you to think about the model. Your loss of words, like when you're stumped and all this other, and like you're not doing anything, that's all your action line, but something's driving it.
It almost feels like I used to think of myself as a creative person, and I don't think of myself as a creative person anymore.
And why is that a bad thing?
Sorry?
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, if I'm not a creative person, then I'm probably not a good writer. I don't have good stories. So, I mean, I used to...
Do you like what I write?
Yeah, but I think you're creative. I mean, I think you make something. That's what a creator is. You make something. You make something out of nothing. So, yeah, I do think you're creative. And I do like your writing.
So, are you going to be writing recipes? And I didn't know this. Like, what is it? This stuff that you're going to be writing? Aren't you going to have, like, even if you had to write recipes, wouldn't you be creating them?
Sure. No, but this is like just creating stories out of nothing. This is just creating like fiction. I've not written fiction before. I've wanted to. And I just had lots of a great experience when I was in grad school with that. But now I just feel disconnected from the ability to create something unique and something that hasn't been created before. And maybe that's the pressure. Maybe that's the fear, is that I'm worried that if I do it, it's not going to be good. It's not going to live up to what I expected.
I think that's where you're like, when we are stuck in a lot of like a lot of the things that you're telling me, I want you to rewatch your video and I want you to watch how you tell the problems that you have with writing as if, Corinne, here's all the facts. I've lost my words. I used everything up in grad school. I'm spent at the end of the day. Like, you're telling all of this stuff as if, like, this is why it's not happening. Not, here's the thoughts that are preventing me from taking action. You're presenting it as if we could fix all these things, then I could be a writer. Just like, once I, you know, get rid of my parents and whatever else, what was it, your kids needed to leave and your parents had to be, yeah. Like once all that happens, then I can be a writer. You know, once I, find magic words, then I can be a writer. Once I connect to something, then I get to be a writer. You keep thinking that being your definition of a writer is hosing you. Definition of a writer is someone who takes out a piece of paper and starts writing, no matter what. Period. It's not dependent upon feeling connected and creative and all this other stuff. I would say 90% of the bullshit that I write to you guys, I am not connected at all in that moment. You know what I'm doing? Putting on my hat that says I'm showing up for myself today. It is just like following your 24-hour plan. Right now, in order to, you're going to need to override your fear of it being like, I am actually now doing my dream. I am not dreaming about my dream and fantasizing and having the fun part of the dream. Now it's the work part of the dream. This is phase two. And when that phase comes, the doubts, the insecurities, the, am I good enough? Will anybody want to read my shit? You know, like I know like the process of sending it out to an editor and stuff is probably not as scary, but whether or not if somebody says, you know, you're really not cut out for this, Patty, you're so uncreative. Like we've read your shit, go back to recipes. That's probably where some of it's coming in. And if you're not worried that somebody else will tell you, you're worried you'll tell you. You're just in that phase where you have to really understand your thinking around it. You're thinking, like, I want you to just be like, I will be scheduling an hour a day to write. doesn't matter what comes out on that paper. And I will not allow myself judgment to slow me down. And I will not allow myself to talk myself out of it. My doubts and my fears are all completely normal. That's this part of the dream stage. That's what happens when we start actually getting out of our comfort zone. It's a lot easier to dream about being a writer than it is to actually write.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that just connected stuff, it comes. But you're not going to feel connected to it until you actually start showing up like the person who's doing it. Mm-hmm. Right now you're not showing up as her, and that's why you're so disconnected, because you're just relying on excuses. Like, yeah, it was parents and kids, and now it's my job. It's, I used it all up in grad school. You know, your brain's just looking for, like, I need the next thing to kick the dream down the road.
Yeah, a lot of that came out, you know, some that sounds familiar to what I was thinking about during the buffering course.
I will say this, somebody who's already making those connections has to be pretty creative.
Okay.
That is how thought work is. Like, you need to see what your brain's already creating. Right now, it's creating a lot of fiction for you. It's just not the kind of fiction you want to sell. It's the kind of fiction that's keeping you
from bullshit.
Yeah, like the fiction that keeps you from selling shit.
That's true. That's very true. If I can create that, I can create something else, right?
Yeah. Maybe you should write a story about a lady who didn't believe in herself.
No, that's good. Thank you. Thanks. I will.
Good luck. I know that writing is, I love it. I don't really, I was never trained to do it or anything, but I love being able to share just what I know in writing. You know, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. I just think about it as, like, it's cool to even be the kind of person who wants to do this, you know?
I just love telling stories. I mean, I just love it. And I love that. I love thinking about things and, like, thinking about what would someone feel in that situation, and how would they act, and what would be motivating them. And I just love all of that. So I'm really excited and wanting to get back to it. So I'll rewatch this, and I'll take all of your suggestions and start putting the pen to paper.
Yeah. I would just be like, you know, if I wasn't afraid, and I wasn't listening to what I'm telling myself, how would I structure my day? What would I be doing? And I do that a lot. Like, when I, just like yesterday, it was as if I'd forgotten how to work. I was just like,
maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it is. I just forgot momentarily.
Yeah. I looked at my day and I was like, wow, I really got nothing done that I said I would get done. And the end of the day, I kind of jerked myself, and I ended up, you know, I'm just one of those people that if I don't get it done, then I make up for it. Mm-hmm. And so from 4:30 to 8 o'clock last night, I was getting that shit done that I was supposed to be getting done. But that's what I want you to think about. Are you going to be the kind of person who says, okay, I said I would write for an hour today. Am I going to quit at 30 minutes and just be like, I must have forgot how to work? Or are you going to be like, no, I got 60 minutes to sit here. Just no going and cleaning. There's nothing else that's more important. This is the dream. This is just the part of the dream that's not as fun. Like, I always remember, do you know Jill Angie? She's the Not Your Average Runner. She has a podcast. She's also a member of the tribe and a coach. We were in a coaching session one time, and she was talking about her newsletter, mm-hmm, and how she was just like, the hardest time getting my newsletter done. She's like, I just need to figure out my thoughts to make it fun and exciting and all this other stuff. And Brooke looked at her and said, why? And she was like, well, don't I need to change my thoughts? Because right now I think it's just like hard and all this other stuff. She's like, no, you need to learn how to sit there and do your newsletter because you said you would. And it's going to be hard because it's not the fun part. We all have not fun parts of the journey. For you, probably getting started is the most unfun part, and then it will get fun. You'll earn your fun that way. You got this. I can't wait to read something.
Thank you. It was great meeting you. I love everything you're doing. I'm almost in the Queen's Club, so.
Woo! Good. We got I think the Queen's Club might be getting a special bonus class in August. Kathy doesn't know this yet, but I had this huge maintenance brainstorm yesterday about a class I want to teach about maintenance. And it's all about maintenance protocols and stuff. And so you get in there.
But I know there's something to get in there, so I'm going to do it.
How much do you have left?
I only have about 5 pounds left.
Oh, yeah. You'll be there late. It's Gift of Fat Month. You'll be there for August. It's like in the middle of August, no less. You got like bonus time.
I'm ready. I'll do that too.
All right. Well, see you then. Okay. All right. Bye. Oh, that's a good call. I love talking to writers. Okay. That was Patty. Melissa? Melissa, I'm going to guess that you're Missy. Hope I'm right. I hope I'm right.
Oh, my God. Is that me?
I think so. Are you Melissa?
That's me.
Melissa Spear?
That's me.
All right. I couldn't tell. It said Missy, so I was like all worried.
I know. Person. I go by two. Excuse the hat.
You're fine.
It's a cautionary tale for everyone to wear their sunblock. I'm dealing with skin stuff, so I've got a big rash on my forehead. So I'm
incognito. Oh, wow.
But anyway, I'm super excited to be talking with you.
Yeah.
Because I am stuck. I mean, it's the same goddamn thing that I'm sure everyone else says, but I really am. And I think the thing that really struck me recently was that I took my son swimming and, you know, we haven't gone swimming in a while, and he hasn't worn like proper goggles in a really long time. And so, you know, I put the goggles on, fitted him on his face, and he went underneath the water and he came up and he was like, "Oh my God, it's so magical down there." And we were laughing and just saying, "Oh yeah, it's like a whole new world down there, you know?" And maybe a couple days later, I decided, because I haven't done shit. It's like ridiculous. I will say I have been doing my 24-hour plans, but then I never follow them. It's ridiculous. Like I did one last week. I'm not even kidding when I say 5 seconds after finishing it, I turned around to get fruit for my son and I'm shoving it in. I wasn't even hungry. And I'm like, God damn it. I just wrote my freaking plan 5 seconds ago and fruit was not on it for breakfast.
What happened after that?
What?
What happened after that?
I just kept eating.
Why?
I just ate and ate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
No. We don't get to say, I don't know. You know exactly why you kept eating.
Because I feel like, fuck it. I already fucked it up. And so I'm going to just keep going.
So rather than saying I'm doing nothing, here's what I want you to do. In those moments, you need to be like, thank God I have a plan. Because now I know that I'm eating mindlessly. Before, you know what you'd be doing? Fruit. And then you would be like, you'd wake up 3 months later heavier wondering what happened.
Right.
Well, at least
I will say I'm aware, and maybe that's my little baby step, is that I'm aware.
Awareness is always first step for all of you. Awareness has, you can't lose weight without awareness, period. None of us can.
And I will say too, like, I'll make choices. Like the other thing, well, the point of that story with the goggles is, so last week I thought, I mean, I am so far from doing that hunger scale. I mean, everyone's like, do the four basics. It's like, do you know how far away the four basics are for me right now? It's like, I'm like at zero. Like, I can't even freaking get my water in.
I'm gonna say this. We have a new rule on this call. What? No self-deprecating.
Okay.
This is going to make it very hard for you to even tell the story.
Yes, I know. It's ridiculous. Okay.
All right. So there, ding one.
Oh, it's ridiculous?
Would you ever hear me say that?
This is so, okay.
Maybe they'll be coming on like, oh my God, y'all, look at my hair. It's ridiculous. I can't believe I even showed up for this today. I should just like get off the call and go do something else.
Okay.
How far away from being the coach?
I won't even make it through the phone call. Okay. All right, let me.
This is going to be a very painful coaching experience for you, because I am going to put out a whole new level of awareness.
I know.
You know why?
You know what I need? I keep
no, you, need, you can't even say I hate it. Guys, that's called self-loathing.
Oh, okay.
The reason why, do you know why I'm doing this though? Do you know why I'm going to point
I know.
Out? Tell me why I'm doing it. It's
because
not
it's negative about. Self-talk. I'm already setting myself up for disaster.
That's part of it, but you're creating truths.
Yes.
It's not even setting yourself up.
Right.
Like you're telling the story in such a way that you're like, and this is all the justifications for why I'm at where I am. It's like finding blame, being a victim to your life. It's being right. all things. So I cannot wait to figure out how him wearing goggles and you not being doing your full basic even connect.
Okay.
This is going to be amazing.
Okay. So first of all, it was hilarious when he came up and was like, oh my effing God, there's like a whole nother world that I didn't even know existed. And it was so hilarious because he was just so, his mind was blown. So a week later, I decide, okay, I'm going to do this damn hunger scale. It's a challenge. So I'm going to give it a whirl. So I've been overeating at night so much that, forget breakfast. I'm like, I knew that I wouldn't need breakfast because I wake up super full. So I thought I'm just going to listen to my body and I'm going to just wait until I get as close, whatever the negative two is, whatever that feels like. And it's going on and I blow through breakfast and then I'm blowing through lunch. I'm still fully full. Fully, that sounds weird. I'm totally full.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I just keep going. It's like nearing dinner time. I'm literally like burping, like you do when you're like disgustingly full. I'm like, this is insane. And then I'm driving down the street and I'm like, kind of excited that I'm actually listening to my body.
Yeah.
And I start to feel like this sounds super, I'm not trying to be negative, but it sounded weird to me and seemed weird to me that like all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, like I'm kind of following the program. I started to feel like a little glimmer of hope. Like really positive hope. I was like, oh my God. And it made me think, like, oh my God, there's like this whole nother world where I'm not driven by literally thinking about food in every waking hour, where I'm like, what am I going to eat next? I'm eating it. What will I eat after that? Where it's just food driven constantly. What am I going to eat? Where will I shop? It's like I'm romantic at where will I go shopping? What will I buy? Ooh, yeah. That looks good. All of that. And so it
makes obsession with food becomes like a job.
I swear to you. And it made me realize, holy shit, this is like the goggles on Shein. Like this is like I had blinders on where I'm so focused on food. Where am I going to get it? What am I going to buy? Oh, I'm going to eat it now. What will I eat next? And that there's like that I'm living at like 25%. Like there's like 75% of this life that is not driven by food, that food is not even a part of it.
Right.
And it was like exciting. And then what did I effing do? I wasn't hungry. I wound up cooking dinner for my son, eating when I wasn't hungry, and totally back to my routine the next day of just eating.
So you're shocked that you went back to your routine?
I think I'm not shocked. I think I'm disappointed. I think it makes me sad that I saw like the promised land and I fucking ran the other way.
You didn't run the other way though.
Yeah, that's true.
I want you to listen to how, like, this is why it's so important for you to listen to how you describe things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so disappointed in myself. It's like, right. That's legit and fine, but don't be disappointed. Like, I think you're not even just disappointed. It's more like this idea of, I see, like, what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
do not be shocked. Do not be disappointed that your brain wants to continue, though, to behave in the way that it has been conditioned to behave.
Right. How do we get out of that?
Well, step one is all this awareness shit that we keep talking about.
Yes. Okay.
So you have to make, you have to, this is like, let me tell you how to do it. All you make a 24-hour plan, and when you catch yourself eating, you don't go to fuck it, disappointment, I'm going backward, I'm so far. I want you to just listen to this call. It's like, I'm so far away from everything. You have so much drama
around
one thing. Is it time to eat or not?
I know.
That's all that we have. It's yes or no.
Right.
You're going to have to take your drama level down about 50 notches.
which is hilarious, because I consider myself the, like, I have no, like, no drama.
But oh, my God. You're,
is all my drama for myself?
You are young and the restless.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is how I would tell this story.
Okay.
My son wore these goggles. He went under the water when he came. Like, okay. I told that part. Like, that part was hilarious. I would tell that part and be like,
okay.
I had such a striking correlation. I went a day without eating because I wasn't hungry. And I got to see, just like he saw a whole new world with the goggles, I got to see a whole new world of what it would be like if I just wasn't thinking about food all the time. Isn't that amazing? And then I'd be done.
And then let it rest there.
Yeah. Like, you took 30 minutes to tell your story. Because
welcome to my life.
Yeah. We had to hear all the drama and all the thoughts and how far away you are and how the, like, you had all of it, right?
Yeah.
Your brain thinks that that's a requirement. Like, this is all the things that are happening. If you had to just, like, literally be like, you know what? I ate fruit. It wasn't on my plan. If there was no drama, that means there would be no fuck it. If there was no drama, that would mean you would not just keep eating. If there was no drama, it'd be like, oh shit, that's not on my plan. I should probably stop eating.
Right.
What was on that plan? Let me get my piece of paper out and make sure that I remember for later.
Right.
That would be a no drama response.
Okay. So take the drama out.
Yeah, take it out.
It's weird when I don't even realize that I have drama.
You will
realize that I have drama.
That's, you will realize it when you're doing thought down, when you're actually doing your 24-hour plans every day and you're assessing, you're asking why. And if you notice, here's how we know when we have drama: when self-judgment is the reason why we're eating, or like, you know, why did you overeat? Because I'm a fucking lazy ass. That's dramatic.
Right.
It could be because I haven't gotten used to yet to not nibbling. You know, I'm kind of new to this whole awareness thing.
Right.
There will still be sometimes knee-jerk reactions to eating. And if I'm not dramatic about it, I can solve the problem. But if I'm dramatic about it, then I'm in a tizzy.
Right.
And here's the deal. When you're in a tizzy, you're going to eat more.
Right. The other thing too is, so I'm a teacher. And I'm off this summer and I've got nothing but time. And so when I joined in April, I was like, oh, it's just too crazy right now. I can't fully, you know, do the program because, you know, the summer I'm going to have nothing but time. Do you know what I'm freaking doing now? I'm literally
sitting there with your dramatic brain.
What?
Sitting around with your dramatic brain.
Exactly.
With
all day long. I don't even have a distraction of kids to teach. It's literally me and my brain.
You have a distraction. It's called food.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You're using excuses. Like, are there thin teachers at your school?
Oh, they're all thin. It's so annoying.
No, it's not annoying. You know what it is?
What?
Proof that you can actually eat healthy and be a teacher.
Right.
But you know what your story is?
What?
Damn kids, I gotta wait till June. Like, there's no way that you could ever lose weight and be a teacher.
Oh, God.
Drama.
I know.
You're gonna have to get a buzzer for yourself.
You know what? I swear I need that share snap out of it slap. I need you to do like a virtual snap out of it.
the do you have an accountability group?
I do. Shout out to my hot mess to hell yes ladies.
The hot mess ladies. Are y'all Marco Poloing?
No. I think we need to do that.
How do you do your accountability group?
We just check in with our 24-hour plans. And that's the other
part. Like where? Are you doing Slack? On Facebook?
Yeah.
Y'all have like a little group or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all might want to try video. You would be great on video. You know why?
Why?
Because you would be articulating shit that they could say, stop.
Exactly.
You just said this. You're not aware. Your biggest issue is you need to be more aware. I want you doing your 24-hour plan no matter what.
Can I interject something really fast? My other issue is, so this is the least I'm doing, is that 24-hour plan. And I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to no breakfast. All right, I'm going to just throw. So I think I need to be more mindful and really think about what is it that I want to put on my plan? Because I'm just sort of banging them out every day. It's just like, what did I put yesterday? All right, let me put that on there again.
Yeah, like, so I'm not, like, no ass gets smaller because you write on paper. Yeah. I don't know how it got misconstrued in the tribe, but if you write down vodka, cheeseburgers, nachos, like, well, I got this 24-hour plan. Why am I not losing weight?
Right.
Just like if you write down no breakfast, chicken breasts and a carrot, maybe a sprig of lettuce for dinner, and you don't eat it, paper does not make small asses.
Right.
You know what makes a small ass? Being realistic and thinking it through.
Right.
So rather than just half-assing it and telling yourself you're doing something, like, just do it.
Right.
The worst that's going to happen for you, Missy, is you are going to make a 24-hour plan and not follow it. You're already doing that. Right. Whether you need the, but the absolute worst thing that could happen is you don't make them at all and you lose all your awareness.
Right.
Because right now what you're seeing is like, because you did this yourself, which is something that you need to think about that's so good. You're like, I know, but I need to add this. I probably should spend time with the 24-hour plan, not just cash it in. But like your kid saying, you know, well, I was going to like do some homework. So I didn't really feel like studying. I just scribbled my name all over the paper and turned it in. I'm so shocked they gave me an F.
Right.
I mean, I did like write my name on paper.
Right.
You would be just like smoking crack.
I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, that is exactly what you're doing. You're doing something, but you're not doing it.
Right.
The difference between just going through the motions and actually saying like, all right, I want to fucking lose weight. What do I need to put on this plan that I'm going to follow?
Right. Because what I wind up doing is I feel like, oh, we've got to get our 24-hour plans into our accountability group by, you know, 9 a.m. So let me just bang that out, post it up there, and then I'm good. You know, but what I'm not doing is thinking about it and thinking, really, what do I want to eat today? Because maybe it's not what I ate yesterday.
Yeah.
And then that's why I'm discovering.
Whenever y'all are just sending a plan in like that, you need to send a plan in to your accountability group and be like, what result is this going to create? If it's not going to create some weight loss today, why am I doing it?
Right.
Why am I even saying and lying to myself at this point? I would just be like, if I am not an 8 or better on this plan today, I have decided to just bald face lie to myself. Just like I would love for my husband to have an affair and come up to me and be like, you're the only one, babe. Yeah. I never have affairs. You're doing that to yourself. It's just I'm cheating on myself. And now I'm sneaking around trying to make sure that I don't know that I'm cheating on myself.
But then I know I'm cheating on myself and it's making me feel like shit.
So no, it's not making you feel like shit. Your judgment about it is if like when you drop into like you cannot allow yourself to be dropping into judgment all the time. You have to be like, I notice that I am turning plans into my accountability partners and I am not following them. Question number one is why am I not following them? And it can't be self-judgment. Like I'm a piece of shit or I'm no good at this or whatever. It has to be like, I'm not following them because, I notice I'm not putting food on there that I intend to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably solve that piece first.
Yeah.
Putting food on there that I plan to eat. Then if you're not losing weight and you're turning them in and you're following it, the next thing be like, I wonder why I'm not losing weight. Oh, it's because I'm putting vodka cheeseburgers and nachos on there every day. Should probably cut back a little bit. I should tweak the system. You guys spend so much time either needing it to be ridiculously perfect.
Right.
I'll tell you your biggest problem. You're going to be in too big of a hurry to lose weight because of your self-deprecating drama that you have about yourself. Right. Because you're going to think that thinness is what's going to make you happy.
Right.
This is why the thin people are annoying.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So you're not going to be happy there. You know why? You're going to end up losing weight, and then you're going to self-deprecate about being there.
Right.
You know, this is going to be so hard for me to do. Like, everybody else is naturally thin. I'm not. I have to work so much harder than everyone else. I can't eat, like, the first time you gain 1 pound because the barometric pressure goes up. You'll be like, see, I can't eat anything. I gain weight. Nobody else does. That's your an unmanaged brain creates cheat stories like that that causes you to be in pain with your weight.
Right, right. Okay, so it sounds to me like my first step is I really need to sit with my 24-hour plan tomorrow morning and really think about what, and do I just put everything on there I might eat even if I don't eat it? Okay, I'm going to just put
everything that you think you might eat.
Because that's the other thing too, is like, well, I don't want to put so much food on there.
So I just want to send in a bullshit one and then just eat whatever anyway.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, because then you're hiding from yourself. That's the cheating.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
It's because that allows you to unconsciously eat. That means, well, I can just say, fuck it. I've already blown it with fruit. Can you imagine?
If I'm going to blow it, I should blow it on vodka and cheeseburgers, not fruit.
I know. It's like... like when we say it out loud, we're like, so we spent a whole day eating bullshit all because we nibbled our child's fruit. Because, well, that for fuck sure won't help us lose weight.
Right.
But that's what your brain does. Your brain is like begging for unconsciousness.
Right.
And so what you want to do is you want to be like, you know what? I'm going to put it all in plan. Because then all day long, you got to follow the plan. Then every time it's time to eat, here's what happens. The part of you that is like, I don't know how you're ever going to lose weight eating like this. It comes into play. Right now, that part's like, we're in fuck it mode. We don't even need to think. We can think about something else. She's already said we are never. Yeah. When you have to look at it, then your goals get a say in the conversation.
Right. The other thing too is the hunger scale. Like, I swear to God, I think I might go for like 2 days without eating. Like,
you probably will.
That made me so, I mean, it felt so good to a point, and then it started hitting dinner time and I was like, what the F is going on? How can I not be hungry right now?
Exactly why. Because all the days that you said, fuck it, you were like a squirrel storing the nuts.
I could probably not eat for like 2 weeks. I'm sure.
Probably. This is what I want everybody to understand, that when you have weight to lose, you have all, like, I want you to think about if we had a jar and every day that you just went to town, like just ate 2 days worth of food. Cause it's not that hard to eat 2 days worth of food. I'm just going to tell you, this girl on a vacation every day can eat 2 days worth of food. It's like an order of nachos at night and 3 drinks by the pool. That's it. So you have to think about, all right, my jar is probably full of all the times that I ate an extra day's worth of food. Right. So, like, let's just say you have 100 days in the last year that you...
100 days, great.
Right. Then that means you have 100 days of food stored up on your body, that there are going to be times when your body's going to be like, nope, today's not the day we eat. Or... right. We don't need lunch today. Or you'll be like, oh my God, dinner, and I'm just finally hungry.
Right.
Like, your body is using, like, everything that you've been, like, what is one of your favorite things you love to eat?
chicken pesto pasta.
Okay, so like every time you ate chicken pesto pasta's in there, there's going to be a dinner that you're not going to be hungry, and your body's going to like, remember that day we put down like 3 servings of chicken pesto pasta?
Right.
On in right now.
Right, right.
That's what happens. Right. We don't think about it like that. We think, oh my God, my metabolism. Oh my God, disordered eating. Oh my God, this other stuff. When your body is going, I'm just doing like physiological shit. I don't know where your brain is, but we're just burning fat.
Right. All right.
It doesn't mean it'll always be that way.
Yeah.
Don't be shocked when it happens. Just be like, it's all okay. Right.
Just
the worst. I wouldn't just be okay with it, because the worst that's going to happen, just tell yourself, the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to want to eat.
Right.
Because it's entertaining, because I don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
Looks good. I'm going to have a lot of thoughts around it, but it's not because I actually need to. It's my job to sit here and manage my mind around the wanting of the eating.
Right.
Okay.
Because when I'm not thinking about food, what am I going to think about? I mean, you know, like I know, but that's the thing that I'm sure is holding me back. It's like, if I'm not thinking about food all the time.
Here's the thing that you need to be spending your summer doing also is thinking about how you're going to think when you go back to school.
Right.
It's your job. It's no longer an excuse to be overweight.
Yeah.
Because that is what you're doing right now. My job is a really good reason to be denying myself dreams. I'm just going to use my job. That's your new like thing. It's like, I want you to see it's not the summer and it's not your job. It's everything. Right. And you need to figure out, like during the day, I would be doing thought downloads and models and do this and ask coaches and stuff around your thoughts about being a teacher and your job and what it means. Mm-hmm. If you're coming home spent because you're all worked up all day with anxiety and dramatic thoughts around being a teacher and shitty little kids or whatever it is, or the administration, you know, like we got something, then you have nothing left in the evening for when you want to eat. You don't need to eat, or when you need to follow your plan, but it's like, I want this. You don't have anything left.
Right.
You mismanaged all your energy in your mind all day long.
Right. Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Happy 4th.
Thank you. You too. You know, I need to, Kathy, I know you're on this call. We should talk about this. We should do a podcast on going back to school. We should do it in August, for August. And we should also, who is the next? Let me pull up who's next. Robin. I know we have a lot of teachers in PNP. We may want to do a special call in August for the tribe about thought work around going back to school. That would be good. Don't let me forget that. I hope I just called on the right person. Yes, I did. I see all these hands up and I'm like, just clicking. Sorry, I was just clicking buttons. I was like, did I even call on the right person?
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I coach you today? I love your lamp, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking me today. This is like my big ass. This isn't like my big ass action. This is my big ass action.
Awesome.
I've taken a couple of big ass actions over the last month in the rest of life. I recently just quit my job.
Oh, wow.
Amazing career and doing a whole life change. I'm also the PNP tribe member who was the naked bike ride. And
that was so neat. God, I was just like, man, I think I would do that. And let me just tell you, this body is not that gorgeous naked. It's got scars and everything. I own it, but I'm just like, I swear to God, I would do it. Kathy wouldn't, but I would.
No, they're all shapes and sizes and ages and hair level and costumes. And like, that's a whole nother story. But taking that has made me feel motivated and like take big zap in my weight loss. And I realized that I was just kind of like going through the motions of it. And the area that I could make some difference and take action was assessments, because I wasn't doing it. So the gift of fat challenge is awesome. It's like perfect timing because it's fat and assessing. And the last 3 nights I've been really conscious about what's happening at dinner time and what's happening after dinner without a snack.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Your reception is cutting in and out, so I'm hearing about every third word. Can you move your phone maybe to see if it's like just your signal? Or do you have good bars on your thing? A little bit better. Yeah. All right. Keep going. So you're doing the assessments.
Yeah. Doing the assessments for the last 3 nights and realizing that I just have janky ass thoughts about dinner and like what happens after dinner and not having a snack. So I haven't had a snack.
Okay.
But I was just so fed up with myself last night after journaling through dinner time, and I hadn't ever called before and was like, this is a resource that I need to use. I'm going to email support, see if they can get me on tomorrow so that I can get some ideas on what are some good thoughts to have going into that end of night time. I realized that like eating and sitting down and thinking about all the food was full of drama. And even halfway through dinner, I was already thinking about what other snack I could have. And it was like, wait, you said you're not having a snack. Why are you not enjoying the food in front of you? Why are you already thinking about what you could be eating next? You're not even hungry. And why is it so, like, why are you afraid to change your nightly routine? Like, it's
those are all questions, you know, that are so good to answer on paper. Those are not good questions, though, to experience mentally in the middle of wanting. So
I did write them down.
Good. But I want this is so good. Everyone, those questions that she swirled around in her head first, most of you won't write them down and then just answer them, because they're actually questions that if you decide to answer them without judgment, be like, well, why am I thinking about it? That's interesting. Why do I have all these thoughts? Like, that is what you do want to be doing. But here's what most of us do. We sit there and we're eating and we have all these pointless questions and we get frustrated with ourselves that we're like, I don't know why I can't quit thinking about food. Like, there's like this undercurrent of these questions shouldn't be happening. These thoughts shouldn't be happening. This is just going to make it more terrible. I'm going to slip into white knuckling. Something's going wrong. That's the white knuckling and that's the bullshitty part. And I want to point that out because that's where a lot of people are this week. I actually was going to do a video on this because I keep reading about how much drama is coming up around the nighttime eating. So you finished eating and then you went and you journaled on these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. What is it that you want to see happening different now? Or what did you come up with?
I know that the thoughts aren't going to necessarily go away. Like, just like urges aren't like magically disappeared. It's going to be happy go lucky from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. night, and that's going to solve my life.
Right.
I'm smart enough to know that. But my goal is to not have as much drama during that time. And I realized that I'm afraid to change my nightly routine. And usually the time when I would get the opportunity to just relax and I don't want to say zone out, turn off my brain and not have to be doing chores or work.
So why can't you do all that without the food?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Why can you not just do all that without the food?
I don't know. I think I can.
I know we can.
I know that it's physically possible, that it does not require...
it's not like if you don't
enjoy the news,
it's like somebody comes into the room and says, okay, I'm the boss, go do the dishes.
Right. And I don't know why it's uncomfortable to, I need to journal more about why it's uncomfortable to relax without the food.
Food keeps you from thinking whatever it is you're thinking about you sitting on your ass doing nothing. So what is it? Like, if you're going to sit on your ass every night, be like, mm-hmm. Fuck the cleaning. Like, that's not happening. You know what it is? Time to zone out, do nothing. I'm on the couch. This is Robin time. What are your thoughts about that?
That it's lazy and it's unproductive and that I should be doing more. That there's always something else to do or someone else to take care of.
All right. So this is what I need you to work on. Stop working on everybody. Please listen to this call. Oh my God, Kathy, we have to save this one. What you just told me is the reason why you're eating. And what you just told me is the reason why you're asking all the questions about, like, you know, why am I thinking about food? I'm thinking your brain is just like, oh my God, we got to eat. I would rather you feel terrible about not having a snack than feel terrible about being lazy and unproductive and not taking care of other people. If that's the two alternatives, we will overeat every single time. At least, if nothing else, you get the zone out. You get something in your mouth, and then tomorrow you can feel terrible with the promise of starting all over again. Like, today is going to be a new day.
Right, because I, you know, can do all the things until that, I shouldn't say that magic hour of 8 o'clock, but
until the self-judgment, the kind of person who sits on the couch and does nothing every night starts up.
Right.
That is where we need to reconcile. It is the, how do you want to define Robin at night who sits on the couch and chooses to not do all these other things? Because right now you're reconciling her pretty terribly because you almost started crying when you said not taking care of others. Who are the others that you're choosing to not take care of?
My mom. My dad died about 4 years ago, and I am her person now. So I don't live there. I live about 2 hours away, and she's very capable. So it's not that she's needs full-time care, but she's slowing down, and I'm her person. And my brother's showing up like shit. And he lives there, which is really frustrating. And I, you know, I have addressed that with him, but you know, he's living his own life and he's going to do his own thing. So I can't, he might as well just not be part of the equation. And I just feel like, I could do more for her, you know?
Yeah. But here's the thing. This is where I want you to draw the line. Like, I need to reconcile when I take a break that this doesn't mean that I'm not doing enough for her. Sure, I could do more, but tonight's not the night that I'm doing that. That has to be the conversation. That has to be the belief you adopt. That needs to be what happens. Otherwise, you are going to continue to have all the chatter about the food.
So, like, as I think about the model, is that the thought that I need to have? Like, so what's the circumstance? Like, it's nighttime. And I need to be
8 p.m. And like, I would even like, this is where a master coach gets to do this. Nobody do these in their own models. For you, a circumstance is going to be 8 p.m. You can either put like sitting on couch, no snacking. But what I would probably put up for you and for a lot of you is 8 p.m. urge hits. And what are you going to be thinking about that urge?
Well, I think that it's okay to have this urge, but I'm not going to act on it.
Yeah. So I want you to see how easy it was for you to solve that one. Now let's do this model. 8 p.m. I'm not taking care of mama. And our face changes.
Right. I wanted to say, oh shit.
Oh shit. I'm a terrible daughter.
Well, tonight's
fucking brother should be better.
Right. And that is the model, and that's where I want my brain to go. You know, I guess my brain needs to, it's 8 o'clock. Maybe I should just give her a call. Like, I can give her a call and just tell her I love her tonight.
The action line. You're going
straight. So my thought is,
here's the model.
Okay.
8 o'clock. I am not calling or taking care of my mother.
That makes me feel guilty.
And that's a feeling that I need to work on.
But I want you to notice that that is not what's making you feel guilty. Tell me why you feel guilty.
I think because I think I could do more.
I could do more. What if you just had a simple thought of, I can do more tomorrow?
I can do more tomorrow.
I mean, just think about what a small change in thought you need. Mm-hmm. How about today, I take care of me to take better care of her tomorrow? Anything. You come up with 10 and try them on every single night. Because I promise you, the only reason why you're wanting to eat, like, I will say this. I want everybody to really understand this. It's going to be 8 o'clock at night, and we're not going to take care of mom, and we're not going to clean, or whatever it is. You have, like, this list of things, right? All of that is your model. And you're going to need to figure out all the things that you that come up for you around that. Right now, all of your knee-jerk thoughts, like your habitual thoughts, your unconscious thoughts, are all feeling guilty. There's probably your brother comes in as a thought. Like you said a lot, like he frustrates me. You need to do work on your brother because you'll clean up some of your thoughts. And then the next thing you'll know, you'll be sitting there trying to relax and you'll be like, fucking brother should do better. Like he's doing his own thing and that sucks. You know, I mean, it's like, it's, we all come to this point to where like I've dealt with that. Because now I'm just like ignoring my feelings about it. That's not dealing with it.
No.
And truly dealing with it, it's just like, I'm the one that takes care of mom. I'm also the one that takes care of me. I know I can handle both. My brother is the one who takes care of him.
I like that thought. I'm the one who takes care of mom, and I'm the one who takes care of him. I can't.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's what I haven't been doing is handling both, or believing that I can handle both.
Yeah. I think all of your work is right there. And when you clean all of that up, the only thing you've got left to do is listen to the chatter, and it doesn't have a grip on you anymore. That's when all of that, like, oh, we should have snack. Oh, we should have all this. And be like, if you have your own back over here, you have the resources to be like, we're not eating tonight. I said I wasn't eating tonight. Like, that's just the way it is. We don't even need to investigate why am I doing it. Like, we don't even need all that anymore. It's just like, this is the stuff that I think on auto repeat. This is when all of that urge chatter doesn't have importance anymore. But if that is what's like saying, I need this, because if I'm not thinking this, then I'm for fuck sure feeling guilty.
Right.
You are not going to choose guilt and be like, well, I'm going to work on my urges while I just sit over here in a drooling pile of doo-doo feeling guilty about my mother. No, you'll never do it. Most of us won't. So you work on that side. I want you to work like on that whole relationship. I think you just work on the relationship with your mom and your thoughts around your brother. You're going to lose a lot of weight. How much does your brother weigh?
175 pounds.
You'll lose 175 pounds. Like, you will be a success story.
Then I will go naked in public again.
I know. You'll just like, I go naked everywhere now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was good. Does anybody have questions over that? I would love to, like, Kathy, I would love to segment this one piece out. I think it was really important. I've just started being disciplined. I almost read that as discipled. Put my glasses on. And committed this week to PNP. I'm still in module 1 of No BS. I struggle with at night. I just want to eat ice cream and chocolate. I have had huge struggles with my job, marriage, and life. So much so that I can say nothing is working out. You can say it. I'm just going to tell you right now, Christy, it's not helping you. Like, there's a difference between, well, Corinne, I can, like, prove to you my misery. Like, how has that ever beneficial to you? Like, sitting around and thinking nothing is working out sucks. How about I'm sitting around, I have this job, I have this marriage, I have this life. It's for me to figure out. Like, it's a different mind space to be in of like, I'm just figuring stuff out. It's one day at a time for me. That is a much better space to be in than like, let me tell you, nothing's working out in my life. A lot of us want to hang on to those ideas, guys. The problem is that as much as you can defend it, as much as you believe it, and as much as you're like, it justifies why I'm eating and struggling and not taking care of myself, it's posing you from having the life you want. That thought you're choosing to have about your life, your marriage, and your job is tearing you apart. You do not have to fix all of them to feel different. You need to fix that thought in order to feel a little different about you taking some ownership in some of those areas and figuring out the pieces that you can work on for you. All right. My children and I are all in good health except for my obesity. What do I do to try and calm the cravings? I have made my 24-hour plan for the past 3 days, and for the past 2 days, the chocolate and snacks take over in the evening. Well, it doesn't sound like you're making a realistic plan. You're making a 24-hour plan, but you're not making a realistic one. Chocolate and snacks need to be on the plan at night. And I know I just need to stop, but how do I just stop? Well, first of all, you've got to get to the point to where you get plans that you follow. So you need to put your chocolate and your snacks, they have to go on the plan. Now, this is the thing. You're going to feel like shit putting it on the plan because you think that being overweight is probably a big part of your misery. It's either playing a part in your marriage or somehow like this whole idea, like nothing is working out, not even my weight. Like, I want you to see where your brain is. If you are in a desperation, like if especially guys, I want y'all to hear this. If you think losing weight somehow is going to just create some happiness to offset all that other shit, it's not going to happen. You're going to lose some weight, have blips of happiness, but you're going to have the underlying current that, oh my God, I've lost all this weight and I still am suffering because of all of this. And then you're going to go back to the food. And right now you're having a hard time even breaking the tie of the food. So what I would do is I would put all of that on the plan. And I would have changed my thought to, you know what? I am figuring out my life one day at a time. It's going to start with this 24-hour plan. And it's going to start with having everything on it because I no longer break commitments to myself. Everything else gets to happen in the world. But the one thing that no longer happens is me breaking the commitment to myself. That is the one thing that's in my total control. And then when I have a plan that I'm following and I have my own back with it, then I can start reducing how much stuff I'm putting on at night. And when I reduce that, I can deal with the small urges and stuff that are coming up. I have a feeling, Christy, that you have so much thoughts and bullshit going on around like that. When we talk about that drama, you have so much going on in your job, in your marriage, in your life, all of those thoughts that in the evenings you have nothing left, and those cravings, they're stronger than what energy you have left because your brain is taxed all day long. This is why it's so important, guys, for y'all to do your models. Now, you're only in module one, which is fine, but the lesson you need to pay attention to in module one is realistic planning. That is what we're focused on this week in the tribe. So I want you to go to my workshop that I did on Monday. So you need to listen to your module one, no BS. And then you also need to listen to Monday's call, which is July 1st. It's in the private member podcast and it's in the video replays. It is called the Realistic Planning Workshop. You need to also listen to that one. You need to know all about it. And that is where you start. When you get to module four, that's where it starts addressing all the things that you need to deal with when it comes to the rest of your life. Okay. All right. That's it today, guys. Y'all have a good one. I will see you. Actually, we'll not see you. You guys are starting this Friday. What's happening is I usually do a Facebook Live on Fridays at noon. We're now doing it as a video upload. So I'm going to like record like something that I think is super important for all of you to hear, which one of them is about. It's so funny that we coached on drama all day today because I have a whole outline of dramatic thoughts that we have But you're going to be now getting that video upload on Friday. So it'll upload into the Facebook group. It will also upload into the private member podcast, and it will upload into video replays every Friday for you guys. What I recommend you guys do as a Facebook group is somebody, like if y'all are all sitting around on Friday night and like, woohoo, tiddling around on a PMP tribe, I would do a watch party together, and then y'all can watch it, get your accountability groups, go into the Facebook group, start a watch party. Y'all watch it together and talk about what I talk about. Okay. Y'all have a good one. See you soon. Bye.